If there's one thing that's clear from the biblical stories that we've heard tonight, it is that our God is no quitter. God creates humankind in God's own image, blesses us, and pronounces us very good. God creates us for communion with God's own self. We turn our backs on God and seek our own way. And so begins the long story of God reaching out to humankind, an old, old story of wonder and terror. As human beings try and fail to understand who God is and what God wants, it's an old, old story with ancient and terrifying parts of it, and yet so much of that terror and wonder is still the story of our time. We heard tonight Martha's wonderful, dramatic telling of the story of Abraham and the sacrifice of Isaac. And I can never hear that without thinking, did Abraham truly believe that God demands human sacrifice? Did he know all along that there'd be a ram? And this is the Abraham who got in God's face and said, "Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is right?" But why didn't he trust God enough to argue for Isaac as he had argued for Sodom? But when he stretched out his hand to kill his son, God stopped him. A big no to human sacrifice. And yes to life. Yes to God's promises. Yes to descendants as numerous as the stars of the sky. And yet, still today, we offer up our children to the God of war, sending them to be slaughtered. We are forgetful, slow to learn what God wants. But God won't give up. God doesn't leave us to our own devices. God keeps seeking us, reaching out to us, calling us back into communion. We're envious of our brothers and sisters. We deny the image of God in them. We trick them and fight with them. We struggle with them for power until we end up enslaved. But God won't give up. God keeps seeking, reaching out to us, freeing us from the chains we have made for ourselves. And when we want to turn and walk right back into slavery because our old way of life seems less costly than freedom, God still won't give up. God opens new paths in front of us and shows us how to walk in them. God finds creative new means to reach us, using other people to encourage us and poke us and prod us back onto the road we need to take. And when our society's stubborn refusal to walk in God's ways leads us to political disaster, to destruction and war, and the loss of all that we hold dear, God does not abandon us. In the midst of darkness, in the midst of despair, in the midst of our deepest pain, God comes to us, walking with us in the darkness and leading us toward the light, breathing new life and hope into our dry bones. And I found myself tonight, as I was listening to that Ezekiel passage, "I will open up your graves," thinking of the images I've seen of the graves in Bucha, and thinking of the power for the Ukrainians of hearing, "Can these bones live?" Again and again and again, throughout history, we turn our backs. We keep committing violence, and God simply won't give up on us. When we still refuse to listen and still refuse to learn, God takes on flesh and comes to us in person, in Jesus. And when in our stubbornness and fear, we reject God in the flesh and nail him to a cross and seal him in a tomb, God still won't give up. We may think that we have won this battle, that we have finally defeated God's stubborn love, but we have lost. Oh, we have lost. God's love cannot be defeated, not even by death. We come to the tomb to mourn our victory, and God's word greets us even at the grave. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. God will not give up. Even on the other side of the grave, God's love rises to meet us. Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.